This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. The choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. And you don't have to be stuck where you are. We really can transition, and we really can make a great way if we understand. And that's what we have to do, is to focus. That's the key. And when it comes to fitness level, when it comes to exercise, eating better, feeling better, getting where you need to go, it's about putting the right things in so that your body can produce the right types of cells and your body can have the right level of functioning. That's a big key. Let's go to Pam on the phones. Hi, Pam.
I have a question in regards to hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's disease, and also wanted some information about how to keep a benign cyst.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's not too difficult. A benign cyst, typically, and something you want to look at, I mean, again, when you're looking at thyroid, let's start there, okay? With thyroid conditions, you got to look, number one, is the body deficient? That's what I want to know. Is the body have any deficiencies that might be there? Could be iodine, could be tyrosine, but there could be some different nutritional deficiencies that could be involved, and that's why, first and foremost, you want to look at lab work to find out if that's the case, I mean, if that's a possibility. And then the other piece that you want to look at, which is really important, is to understand where is the body in its functioning level, meaning that are the different hormone systems, are they working well? Are they working in unison? Is one system not working? Is it lacking? And another system working better? You have to figure that out as well. You have to understand, is the body in a place where it can really thrive? And when it comes to the thyroid, the growth hormone levels of pituitary gland, which is the master gland, you need to know and understand, is it working right? I mean, is it really giving the body everything that it needs so that it can function? So getting the body into a place where it can really begin to thrive and begin to do well is a big piece of the equation. That's where we like to start always. You get labs done, you figure out what the numbers are, and then you go from there. Now, again, any kind of benign cyst, if it's a lipoma, whatever it might be, usually cortisol is a culprit. The little fat cells can swell. They create a sebaceous cyst. It forms, and then again, more than anything, it's cosmetic and can be removed with surgery. But if it's benign like that, I mean, typically there's nothing you can do but remove it with surgery. That's a key. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Whatever you're struggling with, realize if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. That's the key. Every single day, it's about what we put inside of our body, what's coming out of our body, and how well we're functioning. So smoking is a hot topic. And I think every doctor in America and probably around the world would say that it's good to quit smoking, that it's a good option to be able to do that. But how do you quit? I mean, how do you really get in and quit doing that? Well, if you've decided to stop, that's great. But it's one of the best things you can do for your overall health. Quitting isn't easy, though. Nicotine, which is an addictive ingredient, of course, they say it's as addictive as heroin or cocaine, according to the American Cancer Society. The average person attempts to quit about 6 or 7 times before they actually succeed. But there's actually some steps you can take to set yourself up for success and actually kick the habit for good. Number one, you got to set a date. Now, this is pretty common, and these are some of the basic steps they have out there. But you got to pick a date, write it down, and put it somewhere where you can see it on a regular basis. Maybe it's a big project you have coming up, a birthday. Maybe it's something that's important to you, but you set a date and you set a deadline for it. That's number one. Number two, write down your reasons. You got to have reasons for why you're wanting to quit, not just because what's a good idea or I know it's not good for me. It's got to be more than that. So the risk of cancer and heart attacks and lung disease and stroke and cataracts and all that all go up. The blood pressure that I have or whatever will go down. I'll look better. My skin will look more hydrated and less wrinkled. My teeth will look less yellow. My fingers won't be as stained with nicotine. I'll save money. I'll have more energy. I'll set a better example for my kids and my friends and my family. I'll live longer. I mean, all these reasons need to be written down. And it's powerful to write these down so you can see it. It makes a big difference. You want to get your friends and family on board too. Announce it. You know, when you're setting a goal like this of quitting smoking, tell the world. Tell them that you're doing this. Don't keep it quiet and don't keep it into yourself. Let them know. I mean, keep them updated that this is something that you're doing so they can keep you accountable. So if you start to slack off, they can say, hey, wait a minute, aren't you supposed to be doing this? Yeah, you step back and say, you know, I am doing this. This is something that I am going to do. And you focus. You focus in and you do it. You get to a place where you've had enough and you don't want to deal with the cravings anymore. You don't want to feel like you're stuck and that you have to do this sort of thing. You want to get to a place where you win. And nobody can do this for you. That's the thing about smoking or anything with the dieting, eating, fitness, whatever it is. You have to make sure that somebody keeps you accountable, and that's why it's good to do that. You want to reward yourself. So that's another big one, too. So when you hit a milestone, let's say it's been a month or 2 months or 3 months, reward yourself. Maybe it's a special dinner. Maybe it's a celebration with friends. Whatever it is, you want to reward yourself and get to a place where you're excited again. You know, get to a place where you're thriving again and not just barely making it. You want to talk to your doctor about cessation medications? You can, but see if you can do it without them. I mean, it's a Band-Aid. It can help. But you want to get to a place where you can really, really do it yourself. And you get your body balanced out, it can make a big difference. I've seen it time and time again. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Mary. Hi, Mary.
Calling because a few years ago I woke up one morning and went to get out of bed because I was really nauseous and realized that my legs weren't working. So I thought it was because I was sick, you know, crawled to the bathroom, went back to bed, woke up from a phone call that morning from my employees saying, where are you at? You never don't show up for work. And I was trying to talk to them and they said, we think you've had a stroke. We're coming to get you, take you to the hospital. I ended up in the hospital for a week. They were unable to diagnose exactly what was wrong. They thought maybe it was Meniere's disease or MS, but none of the tests proved accurate for any of those things. My right eye had rapid eye movement that was shaking back and forth for about 6 weeks after, until I finally fasted and prayed, and it went away. I still find myself losing my balance, getting really dizzy really easily, and really finding myself very fatigued, and I'm 41 years old. So I was wondering if you might have some answers for that.
Well, I think one of the big issues, especially when you're dealing with the stroke and the potential of it and what really is going on, is to wait it out. And if you clean up your diet, making sure that you're getting enough healthy fats, a lot of times not getting enough healthy fats can cause some pseudo neurological issues or even some cardiovascular issues. Look at exercise as well. If they've cleared you for all that, and see how your body resolves with a healthier diet and exercise routine over about a 30-day period.
Thank you.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Show, check us out on the web. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. That's InShapeNetwork.com. We're here for you. Help your health, empower your health, and take you to the next level because it comes down to your lifestyle choices. It does. ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Do you know about it? Do you have it? Are you an adult and you had it? Have you had it your whole life? A lot of people have it and don't know it. And anxiety is another one. So these are two major brain-related conditions that so many people struggle with and are not even medicated for, and not that you have to be medicated for it if it's a mild case, but it's estimated that 25% of children with ADHD also have anxiety disorders of some kind. And they say keeping anxiety in check can be a challenge as we juggle ADHD, learning disabilities, and other co-occurring conditions. So there's some anxiety busters we use to help cope with going back to school and everyday life. So, number one, you want to make a list. If you really want to stay ahead of this and not let it dominate your life if you deal with it. So, a lot of ADHD people, anxiety stems from the fear of forgetting something. So, checklists and notes help put the mind at ease because they provide something tangible for you to actually have. So, the little to-do list reminders on your phone or whatever, it's a great way to use to do that. You want to get up and do something about it. Preparing ahead of time can stop that thought and nags, that nags and nags. So, again, setting a schedule keeps you from feeling a little bit helpless and not getting things done or the procrastination. So make preparations visible, too, whether it's planning an outfit the day before or taping a list to the door. Being able to see your daily to-do list is a great reminder what we've done to control a situation in your life that keeps you from thinking that you're going to forget or be absent-minded about whatever it is in your life that's extremely important. And again, one of the things, too, that's very important is exercise. I think it's very important because nervous energy is a big part of ADHD. And if you deal with that, having an outlet is great. So riding a bike, going for a run, working out, whatever it is an added benefit of using that movement to really cut it down. We're talking about ADHD and what to do if you have it, ways to kind of combat it, which is a big deal. I mean, the medications, Ritalin and Adderall and a lot of these different medications, they're methamphetamine. I mean, they're uppers. And what they do is they stimulate the frontal lobe of the brain. They chill everything out, but they also allow you to focus so you're not scattered. So, again, some people want to take the drugs, and some people don't want their kids to take it, and they want to manage it naturally. And there's a lot of things you can do naturally for ADHD. I mean, you can. One of the big issues is you've got to make sure you've got enough omega-3 fatty acids. There's an omega-3 test that checks the omega-3, 6s, and 9s, and you've got to do that on a regular basis to kind of get a good overview of what that looks like. And that way you can kind of see what your numbers are. I would encourage you to do that just because with ADHD, it's vitally important to know those numbers. And then you can give the body kind of what it needs and make sure there's no deficiency with the omega-3s. So one of the other things, too, is you got to channel a lot of that nervous energy. So some people will get into drawing, singing, writing, or acting to channel the nervous energy into some type of kind of an imaginative project that can help. Adjusting perspectives, too. Oftentimes ADHD folks that deal with that take little part of the situation and put it under a microscope, getting it kind of OCD about it. And what you have to do is help them recognize that perspective is a little bit off and then help them. So we can, a lot of times you can use communication, asking questions, listening, and thinking to help them kind of get off of that. And then talk to yourself, too. Always remind kids that they, we always say, oh, I don't talk to yourself. Talk to yourself, you're going to be down the loony bin, right? It's not the case at all. We all talk to ourselves. Self-talk is extremely important. And reminding yourselves that the anxiety is partly in the brains playing chemical tricks on them. If you let them know that, or even the ADHD is a chemical imbalance in the brain. It is, because that's what it is. And you can build that up naturally, is a big one. And you also want to talk to your doctor about it. So if you're not medicated for anything like this, not saying you have to be, but if you're having a lot of these symptoms that might be ADHD or anxiety, you just want to talk to your doctor about it and let so they know. And they can give you the different treatment plans. They can give you options. You don't just have to take one option. You can jump in and take any. I mean, you can kind of, hopefully they'll give you multiple ones, natural and both pharmaceutical, that can help you with managing the situation. It's a big deal. A lot of people, it can really disrupt their life in a big way. And finally, with ADHD, that's a big one. You're listening to On Call Radio, by the way. Check us out, InShapeNetwork.com. All our original health care on demand, our health care providers, lifestyle providers, clinics, nutritional products, all the different topics and articles. If you look for anything, look under topics. You can find the different articles that we've written, that I've written on a lot of different various topics and health challenges and what to do about it. But, yeah, finally, when you're dealing with struggling with ADHD and wanting to manage it in a great way, is laugh a lot. Finding humor in life's stressful situations is one of the greatest coping mechanisms that we have. Laughing at ourselves, our circumstances, our worries helps us to find balance and put it all back into perspective. So like ADHD, anxiety is a lot interwoven in what we do. In fact, many ways, separating ADHD from anxiety would be impossible. But learning to cope helps us find balance and overall happiness in life. So again, it's one of those deals that you have to, you make the best decision you can with who you are, with where you are, with what you have, with the decisions you've made, with the decisions you make moving forward, so you can really thrive. I mean, that's the key. You want to get into your sweet spot so you can really do well, take your talents and your gifts and your abilities, do something great with life. You know, and again, at the end of the day, you want to make that a serious focus. And with ADHD, it puts you kind of scattered. So nutritionally, there's so much you can do to get your brain refocused. And with anxiety, that comes down to GABA, one of the main neurotransmitters. There's so much nutritionally. I've got an entire article on that on our website. Go to InShapeNetwork.com, and you can find all of that there. That can really be a great help to you, to encourage you, help you, support you, and get you the tools that you need for a higher quality of life, is really, that's what it's all about. Coming up, more questions about your health. We're going to talk about a lot of great tips coming up. Foods that are powerful when we come back. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A Canadian protest over vaccine mandates has once again closed a major bridge, and supply chain problems are disrupting production at some major car manufacturers in Canada and the U.S. The vaccine mandate protest has closed border crossings in three provinces, bordering Michigan, North Dakota, and Montana. In Detroit, the Ambassador Bridge remains closed for a fourth day. That cuts off a major portion of trade between the two countries. Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer demanded the Canadian government open the bridge back up.
But they got to clear the path so that commerce can flow, or a lot of people are going to be unemployed.
GM, Ford, and Toyota are just a few of the automakers that are forced to slow production at several plants due to a lack of parts from the logjam. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
During a trip to Virginia, President Biden stopped and talked with NBC's Lester Holt. One of the topics was about the possible Russian invasion of Ukraine.
What are your plans toward American citizens who are in Ukraine and might be there during an invasion? What scenarios would you put American troops to rescue and get Americans out?
They're not. That's a world war when Americans and Russia start shooting at one another. We're in a very different world than we've ever been in.
Not even on behalf of simply evacuating Americans?
No. How do you do that? How do you even find them? This is not like I'm hoping that if, in fact, he's foolish enough to go in, he's smart enough not to, in fact, do anything that would negatively impact on American citizens.
Have you told him that?
Yes.
You've told him that you know, Americans would be a line that they can't cross?
Well, I didn't have to tell him that. I've spoken about that. He knows that. And, you know, it's a little bit... look, that's what I've asked is American citizens should leave now. We're dealing with one of the largest armies in the world. This is a very different situation, and things could go crazy quickly.
Tesla is recalling nearly 579,000 vehicles in the U.S. because the boombox function can obscure audible warnings for pedestrians. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Digital network is called In Shape Network. Why? Because getting in shape, living in shape, is our goal. We want to help you mentally, physically. We want to help you nutritionally to get in shape, the best shape of your life. That's what it's all about. I mean, you want to live every day at the highest level that you can. We all do. And for some, it means just not having to take high blood pressure medication and maybe not having to take any meds and just to be pain-free and be able to move and walk and do what you want. For others, you want to tighten it up even more and you want to have ripped abs and you want to get lean, get rid of the spare tire, the hips and thighs, and want to have the body you had when you were 20. Okay, I mean, and that's possible. Many people do that. You can easily get that. Not easily, it takes work, but you can get it. And so I want to talk a little bit about that because I think once we get into a certain age of life, and a lot of people, times people get into their late 40s, 50s, it becomes a season that is really interesting. That I, as a physician, I see it with patients and I see it with just people I work with, clients that I work with, and all of that. It's really interesting because one of the keys you have to look at, and I find it interesting, is when you have ladies that talk about, well, you know, if I could just lose 10 pounds, I go, where do you want to be? I want to be 125. That's what it looked like when I was in college, and I looked amazing, and this, that, and the other. When I got married, I was weighing this, and you should have seen me in my wedding dress. And you just see them light up, but now I'm 50, and I'll just take, gosh, if I could be 140, I'll be okay. Because, you know, I'm older now. And that's the funny thing. It's like, well, I'm older now. Like, we just go through this season, and your body can't get back to where it needs to be, or your body can't look a certain way, or all of that. And I just find it interesting that people get in the mindset like that, that you can't get your body where you want it, when the reality is that you can. The reality is that your body can get to where you want it if you want it to get there. It takes work. It takes discipline. It takes eating a certain way. All of that. It makes a huge difference. So you have to figure out ways to do that. And I want to talk about that a little bit because getting in shape, you know, with In Shape University, our program, one of the keys that we emphasize on that is exercise, eating right, managing certain lifestyle choices. It's a step-by-step program that really helps you, In Shape University. And it helps you get in shape in multiple areas of your life. Well, one of the big keys for that I find is really interesting and is a big part of it is the hormonal part, the exercise part, and balancing everything. Because when, for example, if you want to lose the last 10, 15 pounds, a lot of times people will get to a point, they'll get to a stopping point, a plateau we call it, and they can't lose any more weight. And we get this all the time. We get people that say, hey, I do everything right. I exercise. I get my proper rest. I do my cardio. I eat healthy. I don't eat saturated fat. And I do the right amount of macronutrients, proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. I do all of that. And I still can't get my weight down. I can't get the last 15 pounds down. And that's the key. A lot of people say, well, it's just a struggle. But I'm telling you, there are some keys that you can follow to get the last 15 pounds down and really make it work. Okay, and we're going to go over those today. I think that's extremely important for you to know. To get in shape, part of In Shape University, which is our entire system, it's a class, it's a university that you learn, literally it's going to school, learning how to live a healthy lifestyle and to get in shape and to be in the best shape of your life. That your lifestyle is medicine. It is. And so we have to make the right kind of choices. And we do that every single day. And no one can take responsibility for you but you. You have to do that. Okay? Nobody can do that for you. All right. So here's some tips. All right. If you want to drop the last 10, 15, I'd say 15 to 20 pounds. Then let's go through that. Number one, numero uno is making sure that you know your numbers. All right, number one. All right, what does that mean? It means knowing your blood work, okay? So here's the deal. You know, we always talk about see your doctor. Go see your doctor before you start any kind of program. All right, so we all say that till we're blue in the face. A lot of practitioners say it to CYA on themselves, but I really believe it's important to do that for a lot of reasons. And I think that getting blood work done is first and essential. You need to know where you are, where your numbers are, where everything is. Because if not, then you're going to be in a place where it's a little bit of a challenge and you won't know. Meaning that you could have certain values and numbers that are off, and then if you're not doing anything about that or doing anything for that, then it can create some serious issues for you. So you want to figure out where you are, first of all. So you want to know things like, well, I'll tell you what, go to the website InShape Network, when you're looking around for InShape University, go to InShape Network and you'll see that. You'll see our entire layout there, but you can get blood tests done to figure out your nutritional deficiencies, where your hormones are, what's really going on with your blood, your different markers for various issues genetically. I mean, we've got all kinds of ways to do that, so you can check out the website on that. But know your numbers. That's first and foremost. Because what's amazing, and I learned this in medical school, like in the first year, it just really took me back. The doctor said, the professor, he said that 80% of our body breaks down before we ever get our first symptom. And that really took me back for a minute, because think about it. If you want to get in shape, you want to be in the best shape of your life, you're like, man, stop all this stuff. I just want to take a pill and get ripped and get lean and tell me how much protein to take. It's not that simple. 80% of your body breaks down before you ever get your first symptom. So that means that if you don't know your numbers, I don't care if you're 20 or 60, if you don't know your numbers and the body's breaking down into an area that you don't want it to be breaking down, then it's going to wreck your entire system. And it could be one of the main reasons that you're not hitting your goals. So the numbers will show you if there are any weak links. All right, that's number one. Number two is you got to make sure that you're eating in the right way, designed for your body type. Based on the blood work numbers, you'll know exactly how you need to eat, and the supplementation that you need to take, because you really only want to be taking the things that you're deficient in. There are some basics, like my foundational four, that I think that everybody needs. That's a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, probiotics, and then also fish oil. And I really think cod liver oil is my favorite. But you can see that at our website. I've got all the articles and everything on there. Go to topics under InShape Network. But we're talking about getting in shape. And so one of the big keys when you're like looking to lose the last 15 to 20 pounds is you want to make sure that you're eating the right foods, taking the right supplements that your body needs. That's where the blood work comes in. Now, there's another key to this. Your exercise. You may be exercising, doing what you like, but your body may respond to certain other types of exercise. For example, if you can't lose the last 15, 20 pounds, then you may be in a place where your body, let's say you're doing 30 minutes of cardio on an elliptical machine. Well, that may not work good for your body. You may need to be doing high-intensity interval training, HIIT training, where you're doing sprints. That may work better for your body. So you have to kind of figure out what works best for you and then do that. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck. And otherwise, you're going to be not really getting the best benefit out of what you're looking to do, really. So you got to get into a better place where your body can function at a better level. And that is knowing your body. And that's why the numbers are so important. All right, the other is you want to cut out all the sweet drinks. It's non-negotiable. Sweet tea, soda, flavored sweetened drinks, all that needs to go. Sugar is just, it rips your metabolism. It's not going to help at all. It's going to keep you from reaching your goals, keep you from hitting all of your goals. It just is. So you want to cut those out tremendously. I mean, we drink so much sugar and don't even realize it each and every day. Your physical activity, I would shoot for, and this is important to get in shape, super important. If you want to get in shape, get lean, get ripped, and get the body that you want, I would say minimum 5 days a week. 5 days a week. Now, 150 minutes is what the guidelines are in the medical research right now to achieve a good result. 150 minutes of exercise every week. All right, if you're higher intensity, you can go 75 minutes, but you need 150 minutes. To do anything. So this whole 3 day a week, 10 minutes, that's a bunch of bunk. Okay? Not going to happen. So you got to get out and hit the numbers. It's important. Okay? Now, your calorie intake is another big one. Our portion sizes have just gotten way out of control. I mean, only America, only here, can we come up with supersize. Have you ever gone to Europe and seen a fast food, the type burger or whatever? They're about a third less the size than what we have here. Even the major chains, even the ones you're used to here, they're smaller over there. Okay? Everything's bigger over here in America. It is. And we have a weight issue in a big way. No pun intended on that. We do. So cut down your portion sizes. Watch your calories. There's a whole ratio on how to get your calories. And I've got the whole calculator system set up at our website. Go to InShape Network. You can find it. Get with one of our coaches. They can kind of lead you through that to figure out exactly what your calories are. Because if your calories are not right and you're taking too many in and you're not burning enough, then you're going to gain weight or maintain weight. You're not going to get down to where your body needs. You're not going to cut and strip the fat. It's just not going to happen. You have to take in less than you're burning to get your body fat levels down to where it needs to be, okay? And then finally, I want to talk about journaling. So writing it down. Now, the cool thing is now, body, knowing what your body needs, and you can get in shape and get the health, body, and look that you've always wanted. And if you're going to be here and be strong. Strong is the new thin, and strong is powerful.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With on-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, InShapeNetwork.com. We're here for you. Each and every day. I've got all of our lifestyle coaches available and then also our lifestyle providers. So we have clinics or large main clinics are called the Center for Lifestyle Medicine. And you can always come visit us. As a matter of fact, we always invite you to come. Love to have you. Anytime you want to stop by. We're in Atlanta, Georgia. We've got a couple there, and then we've got one in the mountains. It's beautiful. We've got one down in that we're building in Florida. So yeah, it's just a great place to have you stop by and get the help that you need. That's what we're here for each and every day. And we've got nutritional products on our website that are organic and they just extremely high quality. And if you need help with those, just let us know. I mean, that's what we're here for. Let's go to the phones and talk to John. Hi, John.
I was wondering if those about crop quality and how important it is, because you mentioned organic farming, and I farmed organically myself.
I think it's great. I mean, organic farming is so vital for the things that we need, and it's where everything's headed. The cool thing about it is more people are buying it. So as more consumers are purchasing organic foods, then it's going to drop the prices, right? It's going to help the supply and demand. So the more we buy, the better. So I always encourage people to get on the bandwagon, go buy the foods. And you'll see a lot of the prices and all of that begin to drop down. So your health is extremely important. I think organic farming is just a cool thing. I grew up part of my life on a farm and experienced a lot of that. Watched did the milking of the cows and collecting the eggs, and I did all that when I was a kid. And it was a really, really cool experience as a child to be able to do that and to see that process happen. So it's really, really a cool thing. But yeah, I would encourage you to keep doing it, because I think organic farming is just it's so needed. And we connect with several farmers in the area that I live and get eggs and milk and the raw milk and that kind of thing. It's really a cool thing. I'm a goat milk guy. I like it. And so here's the deal. I would encourage you, as I'm sure you probably connect with a lot of the farmers markets in your area, to really plug in and do that, because so many people need what you do, really do. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Don in Red River, Oklahoma says, is toothpaste really bad for you? Well, not all toothpaste is created equal. Remember, the chemicals, whatever you put inside your mouth or your skin goes directly into the bloodstream. Okay, and your mouth even more, it's highly absorbable straight into the internal lining of the mouth. So if you've ever read traditional toothpaste, it says in a warning label, if you swallow this, contact your poison control center immediately. You ever thought about that? So whatever you put in your mouth is going into your body anyway. So why would you have to swallow it? So there's some chemicals in there that are a little bit challenging. And I'm not going to use any name brands, but I'm just saying, if you see that on the label, it might want to raise a little bit of an eyebrow, especially if you're giving it to your kids on a daily basis. I know I took it my whole life and never even realized it until I became a physician. I looked down and I was like, really? Why did I not ever see that? Of course, a lot of parents don't even know. You just think, well, it's a warning label, right? So what's the big deal? But it is a big deal. And I'm a big fan of organic toothpaste. I'm a big fan of organic personal care products. Cutting out the chemicals, really weaning that down and not allowing that to be a part of your daily routine. You got to keep the chemicals out of the body, folks. It is extremely important. If you ever have any thoughts on it or you're curious about it, go to the Environmental Working Group. It's a government website, and it lists all these toxic chemicals that are in our food supply, water supply, personal care products, all of that. It's all there. It's amazing to kind of see what really is there. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, that's a healthcare provider in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, you can easily find that there at the website. Let's go to Jan. Hi, Jan.
I was calling about, I have too much protein in my kidneys. This is what the doctors have told me, and I would like to know what I can do about it.
I think the big thing with kidney health that you have to be concerned about is you just want to make sure that you're following a really good kidney-based diet, all right? Your nephrologist hopefully has put you on one. You just want to keep the protein light, and probably they're going to give you a ratio for that, but I would do high-quality proteins. Make sure you're doing organic, and if you do fish and eggs, they're easier proteins to digest, higher quality. And the vegetable-based protein is really good, too. Pea protein is fantastic. So if you like things like peas, black-eyed peas, or chickpeas, any of those are great sources of protein that will give you all the amino acids that you need, but not be hard on the kidneys. You know, the kidneys are the main filtration system in the body, so you really want to do everything you can to support them in a big way. And so your eating habits are going to make a big difference overall. And that's one of the best tools. So I would definitely have a dietitian of some kind that has a strong kidney-based protocol system that they've worked with for a while. And they've been trained in it. Because you need someone to help you. Don't just let them give you a sheet of paper and just go home and try to figure it out. You don't want to do that. You really want to have somebody that's trained that knows. If you need help, go to our website. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. We've got lifestyle providers all around the country that can help. And just go and we can see if we can connect you with somebody. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.